AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A racist post on President Trump's social media account depicting former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle Obama as primates in a jungle has been taken down. Ed Donahue has more.
The White House initially defended the president's post. Timothy Welbeck, who heads the Center for Anti-Racism at Temple University, says Donald Trump has a history of racially marginalizing Barack Obama, going back to birther claims.
So this image that was presented today must be looked at within that context and affirmed for what it is, a vile, racist, dehumanizing depiction of the former first Black president and a former first Black first lady.
The post came on the first week of Black History Month. An Obama spokeswoman says the former president has no response. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody. The rampage killed four Americans. And Lawrence Brooks reports a deputy chief of Russian military intelligence has been shot.
Authorities say Lieutenant General Vladimir Alexeyev was shot several times at an apartment building in Moscow's northwest and was hospitalized. The shooting came a day after Russian, Ukrainian, and U.S. negotiators wrapped up 2 days of talks in Abu Dhabi. They aimed at ending the nearly four-year conflict in Ukraine. Since Moscow sent troops into Ukraine nearly 4 years ago, Russian authorities have blamed Kyiv for several assassinations of military officers and public figures in Russia. Ukraine has claimed responsibility for some of them, but it has not yet commented on the shooting of Alexeyev. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Closing out a mixed week for Wall Street, the S&P gained about 2% on the day, while the Nasdaq added 2.2. Both finished the week lower. The Dow surged more than 1,200 points on the day. That's about 2.5%. It finished the week higher. This is AP News. Ahead of Super Bowl weekend, the Pro Football Hall of Fame announced its latest class. Gethin Coolball reports who's in.
Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald headline the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class featuring five players. Brees and Fitzgerald both made it in their first year of eligibility in results announced at NFL Honors. Luke Kuechly and Adam Vinatieri made it in their second seasons of eligibility, while Roger Craig was the lone pick among seniors, coaches, and contributors. The class is also noteworthy for six-time Super Bowl champion coach Bill Belichick's absence, as at least 11 of the 50 voters opted against giving him a vote, despite a career with 333 wins and the most Super Bowl titles of any head coach. I'm Gethin Coolball.
And Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen, one of the most beloved figures in Washington football history, has died at 91. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.